Thank you, Lord, for training us in how to combat the enemy. Please help us to be vigilant and not lazy in binding the enemy before the curses drop. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Precious family, we're learning more day by day of what the enemy is doing. First of all, they're thrusting spiritual swords into key parts of our body. Not only do they do damage, but they carry curses and poisons. The key parts are places where we feel God the most: the head, the heart, and the stomach, which has more brain cells than our brains, and is that place of knowing that you know, the intuitive place. I've noticed that these swords tend to numb your conscience so that you don't feel like you're about to do something wrong, when normally you would have a check in your spirit. That feeling, a check in your spirit, just isn't there. So when you're not feeling well, or you have a combative attitude, or a mood change happens, even if you feel depressed or down, suspect that a curse has landed. Suspect also that there are swords, poisoned, and cursed words on the sword. Before you do anything else, do an examination of your conscience and find out how you open the door for them to land. Remember, always part of the landing curse is correction and part is for intercession. For instance, one of our warriors called me with a severe headache. I prayed and I saw the word agony, and I knew it was a sword of agony that had been thrust through her head. I asked the angels, "Holy angels, please remove this sword. And the Blessed Mother, please apply medicine to the wound. And Holy Spirit, please break or deactivate these curses." Then I thanked the Lord profusely for removing it, and her headache was gone. I also want to advise you that many curses have automatic curses tied onto them, and that they will harm anyone who breaks the curse. So when you go to break a curse, it is best to first pray against that spring-loaded curse that will land on you for breaking the main curse. I would say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I disable all curses of retaliation and transference that are on this curse I am breaking over so-and-so. Lord Jesus, deliver us from evil. And it's a good idea for the sake of safety to do this with everyone you break a curse over. What is needed here is praying in tongues. You see, the Satanists that monitor our channel will now realize we are onto them, retaliating on anyone who breaks one of their curses. The only way to stay ahead of them is to pray in tongues. Dear ones, you need this weapon. When you pray in tongues, the enemy has no idea whatsoever what you are praying. God is indeed praying through you, and they do not understand the language he is speaking. Some junior Satanists will even use this message I'm putting up to launch curses on others if they haven't been trained with the swords. So the only way for us to stay ahead of all the different mutations practitioners will make to get around our prayers, the one thing they cannot get around is tongues. So exercising the gift of tongues is very important to every believer living in the last days, who is serious about combating evil or even staying free from curses. Lord, would you please instruct us? My children, many of you are encountering opposition like never before in your lives. I have told you that CERN has opened up portals to evil that never should have been opened. I closed them for a very good reason, because their influence was extreme destruction. So now in these end times and last days, you are fighting a much more sophisticated enemy than before. Not only are there more of them, but there are more high-ranking ones with more powerful weapons. Yet nothing they can launch against you cannot be conquered by my love and my weapons. Tongues is a powerful weapon. That is precisely why it has been given such a bad name, as well as misinformed individuals twisting scriptures to justify their denomination's stand against me. Nevertheless, You must use tongues if you want to eradicate evil from your life. I gave this weapon to all believers who would have it, as a Gatling gun, shooting fiery bullets at specific targets. And I looked up the Gatling gun. I was curious about that. They are capable of firing 45 caliber bullets, 350 rounds per minute, or cutting down a tree with a 10-inch diameter in less than 30 seconds. And they are what the machine gun evolved from. They revolutionized the battlefield. So a Gatling gun is pretty heavy-duty weapon, and the Lord is comparing tongues with that. Jesus continued, "Without tongues you were simply handicapped and not able to fight the enemy with my words directed at specific targets. Give way to tongues, and I do the firing. And by the way, I don't miss." I encourage you to be open to this gift and use it. As you yield more and more to my Spirit moving through you, your gifts become sharpened and honed to be more effective. My children, you cannot afford to ignore warfare. I have taught you to look first to your own sins and faults, to know yourself as I know you, to look in my mirror and acknowledge your tendencies to sin. When you recognize those, you have won half the battle. You can sincerely repent from the heart and prepare, because you know your weaknesses. Therefore, you have the advantage with extra defense before the curses land. When you just skip along, la 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 la, expecting everything to go well, you set yourselves up for defeat. And he just described me. Now I have disclosed to you the weapons you must become proficient in using. But no matter how I alert you to these tactics of the enemy, they change like a virus. And the best way to conquer them is through prayer in tongues and fasting. Therefore, I want you to employ tongues along with your armor and curse-breaking swords and binding prayers. As you pray in tongues, rivers of living waters flow through you, and you will find that visions, discernment, healing, and the other gifts will be revealed to assist you. My beloved ones, to receive this gift, you have only to ask, Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing so that I may pray in tongues. You have asked for the gift. You have only now to allow it to flow through you. This gift is for everyone who wants to walk in the power of the Spirit of God, and that's why it's so hated and attacked as demonic. See to it that you do not fall prey to the category of those who deny the power of God, as it is written in 2 Timothy 3. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love and unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. And then in verse 7, they are always learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these teachers oppose the truth. And I want to say anyone who denies the power of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the gifts of the Spirit, healing, prophecy, miracles, signs, and wonders, falls into the category of a scoffer. Remember what is written in 2 Peter 3. In the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. And why do people scoff at these gifts? Some are chained to denominational mindsets. Some are lazy and don't want to fast and pray with fervor to receive these gifts. They're afraid of them. Some are jealous, and I believe jealousy and sloth are always tied together. The enemy has gone all out to deny the validity of these gifts of the Spirit. Do not fall prey to his tactics, but seek the Lord with all your heart until he comes and showers his graces like dew upon your soul. And I want to say that once you've been prayed for to receive tongues, you can just ask for the gift. But if you have someone lay hands on you that already has the gift, I believe it lies dormant in you and it will activate. It could activate on the spot if you're willing to sound silly and let go of your tongue and just talk baby talk for a while until all of a sudden you get caught up into a stream of tongues, and it changes. And you know that now the Holy Spirit is streaming through you. And that could happen, you know, a week later, a month later, or on an airplane. Some people have received Holy Spirit on the airplane. It didn't manifest until they went for a trip, and then all of a sudden it manifested. Some have it manifest when they're singing. Sometimes singing really loosens your tongue so that Holy Spirit can use it. And now I just want to take a moment and thank you from the bottom of my heart for your generous response to our needs for the mountain to be finished. As a result, dear family, we're already finished with our family house for the caretakers. Because of water damage to the chapel, we've had to take it down and have begun to rebuild it. And today we finished the foundation and the wooden floors in, and we're ready to put up the walls tomorrow. We also finished digging the foundation for the Commons building, where we will have teachings, community meals, gathering together, a small library. We'll watch holy DVDs there and that kind of thing. And there's going to be a room with a few spare bunks for visitors, as well as an area for spinning wool and making rosaries and icons to share with all of you. What a wonderful crew we have. One day, after we had taken the measurements for the Commons, we noticed there was a tree in the way. It had to be felled. And the guys cut it down and then blocked the wood so we have wood for a fire this coming winter. When we came, I saw it stacked neatly beside where the building will be built. I didn't ask them to do that. They just did it on their own. It was very sweet. Just as in Ezekiel's dream, people and provision came from all over the world to finish this place of refuge and teaching. That's exactly what's happening now. People are coming from everywhere. Your kindness has built the foundation for this move of God, and we are deeply, deeply appreciative. Now I'm going to share with you what the Lord has been warning us about the past 2 weeks or more. That will be in the next message. I love you, family. You are so dear to God's heart because you have given to Him to make His vision come to pass. God bless and equip you as you dwell in His heart and comfort Him, because He is hurting right now.